Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
There were two killers.
Luke, that's your daddy.
The robot did it.
Snape was a good guy.
He really wasn't cheating.
They was in purgatory the whole time.
What? Everybody dies.
Verbal Kent is Kaiser Sose.
They killed old Yella.
Oh my god. Everybody in this Tyler Perry movie got AIDS.
Spoiler movie reviews.
Hey Karen, are you ready to do a review?
Yes, Rod, I am ready to do a review.
Spoil movie reviews. Hey, welcome to another episode of Spoil Movie Reviews on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by my co-host
Karen,
and we are ready to do a movie review late at night on a Saturday. All right, that's how we do it. A little peek behind the curtain. Of course, we review movies you've either seen, don't ever plan on seeing, or just don't care about us spoiling, because we spoil the movie. And today's movie is, and you know, since the pandemic, we haven't been going to the theater a lot, but you know, we said, hey, we can watch some movies. You know, we got a little downtown. It's holiday season. We got a new TV.
Yes.
It's like, you know, let's watch some of this content. So, you know, leave comments on the reviews and we'll try to make sure, we'll definitely read them and respond, but we'll try to make sure we're still cranking these out if you guys are enjoying them, you know. If we don't see any comments, then I guess we know you guys don't really give a fuck. So at any rate, we talk about what we liked about the movie, what we don't like about the movie, then we score it from 0 to 5. Today's movie is Jingle Jangle, which is a Netflix movie. It stars Forest Whitaker, Keegan-Michael Key, Anika Nani Rose, Felicia Rashad, Ricky Martin. It's deep. It's deep up in here. Lisa Davina Phillip. The plot to this is an imaginary world comes to life in a holiday tale of an eccentric toy maker, his adventurous granddaughter, and a magical invention that has the power to change their lives forever. That synopsis ain't that good. Let me see. Here's one. In the glorious, vibrant town of Cobbleton, legendary toy maker Jeronicus Jangle, played by Forest Whitaker, his fanciful inventions burst with whimsy and wonder. But when his trusted apprentice, Keegan-Michael Key, known from Key and Peele, steals his most prized creation, it's up to his equally bright and inventive granddaughter, played by Madeline Mills, Journey is her name in this movie, and a long forgotten invention to heal old wounds and reawaken the magic within. All right, let's talk about what we liked. Karen, give me something you liked and then we'll go back and forth.
I loved the outfits. The outfits were absolutely fabulous. All the bright colors and the plaids and the, you can tell a lot of black people had their hands in this. A lot of the colors were layered, like when the people would be dancing and things, and particularly with the women, when they would be moving like their skirts and flipping them up, you could see like the multiple layers of the colors up underneath it. The outfits for me personally literally stole the show.
Would you count the hair as part of the outfits?
That's a good question.
Because I have never seen black people's hair like this, and it looks great.
Oh, right, right. And I guess you can, you know, but it's just one of those things. But yeah, since we're going to combine it, we can combine them. The thing is, I love the fact that black people's hair was natural. You know, they you was like, oh, like that's how a black person of that, of this time we're filming, would have their hair.
It kind of reminded me of like Black Panther, though, because I feel like we saw that with Black Panther too. Like just everybody looked great, and you know, and just the hair, the makeup, the wardrobe, the choreography, everyone just looked so good. Definitely must have been filmed in 4K and all that stuff. Like,
yeah,
it just felt like a very prestige picture, which, you know, is something I don't know that we've ever really seen. This definitely, I don't know, I'm not a huge Christmas special person, but this feels like I feel like I didn't have a Black Christmas special, and I feel like the kids that are going to grow up with this have a new classic and a new thing that they can like see themselves in a way that we didn't when we were kids,
right? Because there are all types of Christmas specials, you know, like this, but a lot of times they're not centered around Black people and Black children and just how Black people, you know, their version of Christmas and the songs and the dance and things like that. So I really like that. And also you can tell that they invested the money, and whoever did the cinematography and like the coloring of our skin, he was like, oh, y'all actually know how to film Black people.
And it's a AAA type of title. Like, it just like this would have been to me at home in a movie theater just as much. Like,
I think they probably had planned on putting it in the theaters, but you know, COVID said nah.
Yeah, because like it just felt like that type of movie. And who knows? I mean, if Netflix had it, they may not have planned on putting it in a theater, you know.
Okay.
Netflix will spend the money and still, and like, be like, maybe put it in a theater for 2 weeks, but,
yeah,
you know, keep it on Netflix, which is very accessible, which I dig for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a thing for me that I liked, Lisa Davina Philip as Miss Johnson.
Yes!
Stole the goddamn movie.
Yes, she did.
Chewed up the scenery. Every scene she was in, she was like the most vibrant, most funny, just giving you the over the top performance. And you know, this very much was like a musical, and it felt like something almost written for the stage that got the budget and the talent, and they went and got people that seemed to have like pretty good history and that must have been stars of the stage. You know what I mean?
You could absolutely just tell.
Like, I'm not saying every single person, because you know, obviously Forest Whitaker, but a lot of the people that I was being introduced to, I'm like, this is not I may be being introduced to them. This ain't their first rodeo.
Right. You be like, oh, okay, you are an actor. Like, you have performed in some forms of a play or theater. Like, you have some type of background. And even with Forest Whitaker and Keegan, the thing about them is that they could actually hold a note. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's almost like you could tell the difference between them and like Alisa. You go, oh, okay, this is your realm. Like, like, this is what you do.
It felt like every role that wasn't, you know, Keegan, Michael Key, not that these people aren't talented and funny and can sing and dance, but every role that wasn't them was a very, like, this is my lane. This is what I do.
Right.
Even the bit parts, you know, like the younger versions of themselves and the kids and stuff, they just felt like that. But, man, she was so good. I cannot overstate enough how she just was money in every scene, and so funny and warm, and you know, and then also like sexy and
yes,
and vivacious and all that stuff, man. And I really, really enjoy her. I'll be looking out for what she's in after this.
Her and then the they call them the trio singers. They pip one, pip two, and pip number three.
Yeah,
they stole the show too.
That's kind of a musical staple, right?
Yes,
you know, Little Shop of Horrors had Gina and Pam.
Yes, they did.
You know, like, it seemed like that's kind of a staple of musicals, is that little that chorus line. What else?
I absolutely love the invention of the toys. The Toy Story made me feel like a kid again. Just all of the imagination, all of the creativity, all of the colors, the moving robots, the trains. I was like, that Toy Story was real. I have to be the first thing in there spending unnecessary money buying all the shit.
Yeah. And the special effects with the toys too, you know, Buddy 3000 flying and helping them get out of that fire that was in the tunnel. And then the Ricky Martin's character, the matador that was
he played the role out of that little character. Yeah,
Don Juan Diego, and like the special effects were really dope, because you know, considering that they used CGI, none of them people was there.
Right. So the toys being brought to life literally made my day, and I was like, oh, this is Christmas. Like I go, okay, this is what Christmas stories and things are all about.
Yeah. Another thing that worked for me, as corny and hokey as it was, but Journey, the little girl who's mm-hmm. the granddaughter, and how she was like the embodiment of his daughter's spirit, and you know, the whole plot line where we find out that she wrote a fake letter to her own mom saying it was from her granddad, and her granddad, she wrote a fake letter to him saying it was from his daughter, just so she could go see her granddad, who she had heard was a great inventor. And the chemistry they had was pretty cool, you know, because he was playing the grumpy old Scrooge.
And she played that role very well.
And she was playing the, like, you know, pithy, young, you know, upstart. And I really enjoyed it, and their chemistry as she brought him back to life and taught him to dream again, and it got him to wake up the invention bug inside of him, was cool.
You have to raise the variable exponentially to the second power. The other one.
No, that's not possible. Square root. Second derivative would be. You understand this? What about this one?
That's the circumference of spectacular.
And this one.
The second derivative of sensational.
So, like, it's all, you know, Christmassy movie magical gobbledygook, you know, but just that, like, idea, and the way they illustrated it with the special effects and them writing in the air these magical glowy numbers and stuff, like, it was just such a cool thing. And to see, like, he had it when he was younger, and then he had all his invention stolen, and he lost hope, and his wife died, and then seeing his granddaughter have that gift, and then him started believing it and then gain it back.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I know I was talking about the outfits, but something else, just the movie itself was very bright and colorful. Mm-hmm. Just the visuals of the background and the things that were happening and the light and dark contrast. It is a visually beautiful movie. And like Roger said, they literally invested the money like this was going to be in the theater. Like, I could see them releasing this in the theaters. I don't know if they will, but it had that budget of money. Mm-hmm. Where you go, okay, y'all spent the extra money in the better camera work, the better filming, and to me those things made a big difference. Even for Keegan, I loved his, like, green and yellow, because the opposites, how the colors just popped. Mm-hmm. And so it was just beautiful just to see just in general, across from the beginning to the end, just how bright and colorful just the filming of it was.
Yeah, you're such a visual person, like, that whenever we do the reviews, you always start off with, it was colorful.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think between the both of us, we kind of get, you know, we lick the plate clean, because it was colorful, and it popped, and it was magical, and it was everything Christmassy and mm-hmm. all that stuff. Speaking of Keegan-Michael Key, he's my next thing I liked. I just love him in everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so good as the villain.
Yes, he cooned it up real movie. Good.
Gustafsson.
Yes.
I will fix it, you'll see, or I will come up with something even better. And you want to know why? Because I'm the Toy Maker of the Year, 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 Toy Maker of the Year! Lift me! Do not be afraid. I want to offer you sweet words of encouragement. I encourage you to not be an imbecile! Your only successes have come from that book of inventions. So, why not borrow another one of Geronicus's inventions?
Because I have already stolen
borrowed
everything in that book. There is nothing left of him. There is nothing left in that pawn shop of his.
Do I need to slap you again?
Once a great inventor, always a great inventor. There is always something left.
He is just so good at being, you know, a bad guy. Mm-hmm. And he's so hateable and dastardly, but also in a comical enough way that it doesn't ruin the movie.
Yeah,
he's not so threatening that it's like a kid couldn't watch it or something. It's just like, yes, he's the perfect comedic foil for a movie like this.
The only thing short was him taking and twisting his mustache at, yeah, kid.
Although, but he had a great musical number too.
Yes, he did.
Like for mustache, the Magic Man was a great song. What about you?
I love the way they move the storyline along with toys in the background. I love the fact that she was telling a story. Journey's grandmother was telling
That was Journey.
I'm sorry. Felicia Rashad was Journey. I love the way Journey told the story from like this mechanical book. And as she began to continue to tell the story to her grandkids, certain scenes to move it along, you would see like toys, or you would see like almost like these puppet type things in the background. So they kind of told you the story sometimes without physically somebody acting, and that made it pop too. I really like the fact that they told the story using different visual cues to move the storyline along, and it wasn't, and I didn't get lost and confused.
For me, and I could have said this first, that's just how good it was, the music.
Yes.
And you know, there were some musical songs where it's like, you know, Forest Whitaker, who really did commit to singing and dancing, even though, you know, to think that an actor of his caliber would take a chance like this late in his career, you know what I mean? Because it's like, well, he could have been like, I'm Forest Whitaker, I'm not doing any of this shit, y'all niggas do the dancing and singing. But seeing that he was like, no, I'm gonna get in there and do it too. And it was like that thing that good actors can do, where it's like, I'm not a strong singer, but I can act my singing.
Yes.
And that's what he was doing, where he was just like,
and I was here for it. Yeah.
Yeah, like he would just kind of say it low and, you know, not too risky with the notes or anything. Mm-hmm. But he would just act through it, and you'd be like, oh, okay. You know, he's like, instead of, you know, the other actors who were all like, you know, believe again, all over the place.
Yeah.
He was just like, can I believe again? You like,
come on,
oh yeah,
stay in your lane.
He acted that shit, but man, the music was so dope. What was your favorite songs?
My favorite song was when we first got introduced to Mrs. Johnson. Mm. And she was singing, seducing him. Every time he talked to her, honey, that thing tripped me out. I had a ball. It anything that she sung, I was here for. But out of all the songs, my favorite song was when she first popped on the scene.
Yeah, she stole the show with her song. I think mine was Magic Man with, yeah, Keegan Michael Key, his song, because it was just so upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And you're feeling way down, down deep in your soul. There's an emptiness you can't hide. I can smell it through your clothes. And the only thing that can fill you up is hidden behind these doors.
That's my name.
You really want to know?
Yes, that's my name.
Well, come in close. What you're about to witness, you've never ever seen before. It's gonna be on every wish list as soon as it hits the store.
I feel like he just does not get the credit he deserves.
Right, and the thing is, between him and Forrest, he actually has a better voice. No, I mean, you know, not, mm-hmm, to feel like between them two.
Yeah.
And because they actually, even for him, they catered it to his strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And just the bass of his voice and the mm-hmm. and the beats and the drums, like you said, his voice carried that song perfectly.
I'm looking for the one that Miss Johnson sang, but I don't know if this is it. It says Miles and Miles. Let me see. I think it might be it.
You fell down, don't believe you can pick yourself up again. Just because it looks broke, don't believe it won't turn around and round again. Just because it's old, even if it's your fault, you can find its way home again. You gotta stay.
Oh, so good, man.
That woman was singing her ass off. I was like, you go ahead. And what I like too. Oh, sorry, it's my turn.
Yeah, sure. I don't know if the soundtrack, if Lisa Davina Phillips sang it, because on the soundtrack they say Marisha Wallace sang it. So maybe she just lip synced it and it was just that good. I didn't notice. I don't know. Or maybe she sang it. I don't know. But it was good.
And also what I love too is the different body types of the performers and the actors and the dancers. Everybody, it wasn't a one size fits all. Mm-hmm. Because Mrs. Johnson, she was a curvier set woman. Even mm-hmm. Felicia Rashad character, you know, she's not a small woman. Mm-hmm. So I really just love that they had all these different colors. And
even Forest Whitaker, you think about it, is a older man love interest in this movie, you know, this grandfatherly type, and it, you know, they don't try to sex it up in this movie, but like there's sexy moments and there's sweet loving moments, and you know, all of it ends with kind of like a kiss on the cheek, but it was dope.
Yeah, because it's wreck. A lot of times these people who play these roles have tends to be younger and heartthrobs and things like that. They typically don't get older people. And to kind of piggyback on one of the other things you were talking about, the songs and the dancing, one thing I did love about it is that it was almost like a flash mob sometimes with the musical. And I love that. I like the fact that the musical didn't take away from the storyline, even though I know it's a musical, but I love the fact that yes, they might break out into a song, but it actually moved it along. You didn't feel like the story was stopping because a song just randomly broke out. Mm-hmm. So I felt like the songs had a purpose, if that makes sense, particularly if we're going to do this in a movie format. I actually really loved they would be doing something. All of a sudden everybody just break out and dance and sing, and then everybody just stop what they're doing, just go on and walk down the street, and I was completely here for it.
Another thing I really liked was just the story itself, without even throwing in the without even throwing in the music and all that stuff, but just the story of, you know, this man who had his invention stolen, let it really steal his zest for life and his belief and his faith in himself, loses his wife, and then by that ends up, you know, losing connection with his own daughter, who basically leaves him. He never really reaches out to her. He's just basically in a funk and a depression. He's about to lose his shop, and then his granddaughter sort of inspires him to reconnect, and you know, that and that stuff where like he apologizes to his daughter and they try to rebuild everything, and through that he finds his faith in himself. Even the inclusion of Edison, the little boy, I just thought that was so cool, because like, you know, that's not even a familial connection, but you know, I just thought that stuff was really dope. You know, the names and stuff they had in the, it was very like a musical with the names, you know, like all the names mean something else. But yeah, I just honestly thought the story was really dope and heartfelt, and you know, you really feel it when everybody gets together and they have that happy ending. You really do feel like, yeah, that was dope,
and you feel like it was deserved. And I think the one of the last things to me, it was really funny. I actually really laughed, like you go, oh, okay, it's Christmas time, and these are the things that make you laugh in Christmas movies. Like, it wasn't like a comedy ha 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 like the entire time, but it had its funny moments, which I really enjoyed.
Yep. Was there anything else before we go to dislike? Mm-hmm. Was there anything you didn't like?
No, I didn't. There was nothing that I did not like. But if you are a person who don't like musicals, you may not like this.
I don't really like musicals, and I still liked it. But okay. Yeah, you know, I would throw out there, I could see it could be a little too long for kids.
Yes,
it's like an hour. It's basically two hours.
Yeah,
it's basically 2 hours. And I've noticed that most kid stuff comes in at about an hour and a half.
Yep, 90 minutes max. After that, kids are tapping out.
Yeah, sometimes to the detriment of the film, like, you know, Mulan. But when it's like, when they decide to make something for kids, it's like short attention span. And this one's, you know, requires a little bit more. Now, I felt like it zipped and moved, and I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, most kids will like it and be just fine. But just wanted to throw that heads up out there. It could be a little long.
Yeah. And like I said, for those of you, like I said, I enjoyed it too. And now, like I said, I'm not really a big into musicals. Like, I'm aware of musicals. I know they exist, but musicals aren't my thing. So I could see somebody going, oh, everybody black talking about Jenga Jane, gonna get in there and be like, the hell is this? Why are they busting out singing? I could see somebody like that going, this ain't my jam.
I would throw one more positive in there. I forgot to mention, I don't know how the fuck this didn't come up, but it's so black.
Yes, it is.
And just effortlessly so. Like, it's not like a statement of blackness. It's not trying to make a point of blackness. It's not struggle blackness. It's not performative and like we're trying to make a statement or whatever. There's white people in the town. There's one white dude who has a couple of lines, even though he plays kind of like a landlord type dude, but he ends up being like a, I don't know, I guess you call him cool landlord. I don't know. He believes in the inventions and just goes, fuck rent, you got it. You
know, right.
For the rest of your life, I'll support you because you made a new invention. And that's after 28 years of late rent, you know. But yeah, it wasn't, and it didn't just feel like put upon, like,
mm-mm.
Oh, they had to have a black person, you know. And now what I liked is that in a way it's still kind of inclusive because, you know, you do have Ricky Martin in here. You do have the white characters in here. You do have all kinds of different races and ethnicities in the singing roles and stuff. Like, it wasn't just we doing this an all black show. It was, but it it had to be on purpose to do it.
Yes.
But it wasn't like exclusionary or like fuck you. It didn't, like, even as much as I love Black Panther, which I love, they didn't even have a line of like, you know, colonizer or, you know,
it was like, this is a story that we just happened, black people just happened to be the stars, but yeah. This is the story that we chose to tell.
Yeah, and the ultimate story wasn't even, like, the ultimate point wasn't even like, and that's how we get these white people back, or, mm-hmm. or, you know, we finally got right after the white man did us wrong. It just had nothing to do with that shit, mm-hmm. and it was cool. The last thing for negative, I mean, if you don't celebrate Christmas, maybe.
Yeah,
you know, maybe you wouldn't be feeling this. I don't know if you know if you just so woke, you know, you can't deal with the crass commercialism of corporate media.
You got your third eye open. This might not be the jam for you,
even though you got a Netflix account. But okay, so maybe you wouldn't be down with this, but I thought it was great. 0 to 5. 5.
I actually really had a ball. It was fun. It was enjoyable. There was from the beginning, it just put like this. It literally made me smile from beginning to end. Just the song, the dance, and the colors, and some of the things I said before. I was in from the beginning, and this is the type of film where when they start singing, for a lot of people, that would determine if you're in or out.
Yeah, I definitely had to give it a straight up 5 out of 5, man. This joint was even better than Over the Moon to me.
Like, I
this
agree. And
Over the Moon was great. So, like, they knocking this kid shit out of the park this year with these kids movies for Netflix. So, yeah. All right, we had some comments on our spoiler review of Over the Moon.
Yay!
No comments on New Mutants. I guess no one saw that, which is fine. You know, no problem. Somebody said, I saw this review, it was only 20 minutes. Must be terrible. I was like, it was good, but it was a solo review. I mean, it was decent. Anyway, Over the Moon, we got, I believe, 3 comments. Let's get into them. I'm so glad you guys reviewed this movie. It's by Catrice. I'm so in love with it, as is my 4-year-old daughter. I cried a bunch when we watched it. I was so impressed with it that I did some Googles because I had to know if it was affiliated with Disney in any way. Some of the songs, especially the ballads, reminded me of Disney songs, and sure enough, the director is a Disney alum that worked on most of the great Disney animation movies like The Little Mermaid.
That makes sense.
This next bit of info added even more emotion for me. The writer was a woman who wrote the script as she was dying to help her husband and daughter deal with the transition.
Aww.
What's really interesting is that the writer was white, so I'm not sure whose idea it was to add the Asian things, but they did a great job. See the link below. It explains the movie as a tribute that was included for the writer at the end of the movie. Like you all, I loved how the movie richly and unapologetically displayed Asian culture. I recently watched another movie with my daughter, The Guardian Brothers, that seemed like it wanted to do that, what Over the Moon did for Asian culture, but failed miserably. It was unwatchable. The entire cast was white, including Meryl Streep. The writer was Asian. The writers were Asian. So it seemed like a situation where a minority got an opportunity but had to cast white actors to get any backing from the studio. As always, thanks so much for all your hard work. Wow. That's crazy.
You're right. Thank you, sweetie.
Classic R&B lover says, I'm so glad you reviewed this. I loved Over the Moon, and I hope it opens the door to more films like it. Like you and Karen, I have no children, but I was enraptured by the story, the visual, and the music. Such a great movie. I hope it finds/found a wide audience.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, Imani says, oh shit, spoiled movie reviews, bike. I heard nothing but great things about this movie, but forgot it was out until your review. Gonna do a double feature with this and Jingle Jangle. Love seeing you guys get these out. Well, hey, that's what we're here for. Y'all are paying for it, and hopefully y'all are enjoying these reviews, and you know, and that's the other thing. Sometimes I know when we review a movie, that's actually the thing that makes people want to go watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, y'all reviewed this, let me go ahead and check it out. So yeah, thank you to everybody who did leave a comment and that enjoys these movie reviews that we're doing. Like I said, we're going to try to do this a little bit more consistently, and you know,
yeah, we're not gonna let the pandemic stop us.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it slowed us down, but you know what, I believe, yay, we can do movie reviews again.
Me too.
So we're back with the movie reviews, y'all. All right, that's it for now. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon. Until then, peace.
Peace.